turned the card over. On the back, the formal, stark, simple outline of a dog had been inscribed, and now Fred recognized it as the shape drawn within the lines on the front side. In fact, it was a specific type of dog, a greyhound with a drawn-in gut. "What's that mean?" he said, "that I saw a sheep instead."
Probably just a psychological block," the standing deputy said, shifting his weight about. "Only when the whole set of cards is run, and then we have the several other tests." "Why this is a superior test to the Rorschach," the seated deputy interrupted, producing the next drawing, "is that it is not interpretive. There are as many wrongs as you can think up, but only one right. The right object that the U.S. Department of Psych Graphics drew into it and certified for it for each card. That's what's right, because it is handed down from Washington. You either get it or you don't. And if you show a run of not getting it, then we have a fix on a functional impairment in perception and we dry you out for a while, until you test okay later on."
"A federal clinic?" Fred said.
"Yes. Now, what do you see in this drawing, among these particular black and white lines?"
"Death City," Fred thought as he studied the drawing. "That is what I see. Death in pluriform, not in just the one correct form, but throughout. Little three-foot-high contract men on carts." "Just tell me," Fred said, "was it the Lions Club speech that alerted you?" The two medical deputies exchanged glances.
"No," the standing one said finally. "Well, it had to do with an exchange that was actually off the cuff. In fact, just bullshitting between you and Hank, about 2 weeks ago. You realize there's a technological lag in processing all this garbage, all this raw information that flows in. They haven't gotten to your speech yet. They won't, in fact, for another couple of days."
"Oh, what was this bullshitting?"
"Something about a stolen bicycle," the other deputy said. "A so-called seven-speed bicycle. I mean, you'd been trying to figure out where the missing three speeds had gone. Was that it?"
Again, they glanced at each other, the two medical deputies.
"You felt they had been left on the floor of the garage it was stolen from?"
Hell, Fred protested. "That was Charles Freck's fault, not mine. He's got everybody's ass in an uproar talking about it. I just thought it was funny."